At their Tuesday night meeting, council had the opportunity to speak with representatives from Aalto, the agency charged with recommending a high-speed rail route from Quebec City to Toronto, and passed a motion making the addition of a Kingston stop the condition for council support on the route's southern leg. Aalto representatives confirmed that the high-speed rail project currently has a mandate from the federal government to include 7 stops, and Kingston is not one of them, in spite of having the 4th busiest VIA rail station in the country. Kingstonians across sectors appeared before council to share the importance of a stop in Kingston, including Queen's students.
This high-speed rail project will reshape existing networks, and if it proceeds as currently conceived, it will lead to fewer stops, higher prices, and reduced service in our area. For students already facing rising tuition, rent, and food costs, even small increases in transportation expenses can be life-altering.
The president of Kingston Health Sciences Center.
Our ability to deliver the most advanced care in the region depends on the people we can attract and retain. Physicians, nurses, researchers, allied health professionals, and learners, to name a few. A Kingston stop on the proposed Southern Aalto high-speed rail line is a vital opportunity to strengthen our healthcare workforce. Strong infrastructure supports strong healthcare, and strong healthcare supports a strong region.
And representatives with Kingston's business community.
Advocating for high-speed rail isn't just natural, it's necessary to secure Kingston's future.
Lisa Asbrook, a representative with the Corridor Train Alliance, a group calling for dedicated passenger rail lines to be built along the Highway 401 corridor, also appeared before council, encapsulating many of the concerns shared by Kingstonians across the board about a route that bypasses Kingston, including impacts on businesses, environment, and rural communities north of Kingston.
The Corridor Train Alliance has been formed with a stated ambition of having every single township and city and organization in Eastern Ontario speak in one voice and ask for a dedicated track in the 401 corridor. Capital isn't coming here. Conferences aren't coming here. Money isn't coming here. And it's because they can't get here. We need to protect the inherent value of farmland and ecologically sensitive areas and wildlife corridors to our neighbors and not divide us against them.
When asked by councillors, Asbrook also dove into more specific concerns for rural communities. Should the route not be built along the Highway 401 corridor?
The people in the rural communities are concerned about what could be akin to like a wall dividing their communities. At grade, fully fenced, divides intergenerational farms. I grew up on an intergenerational farm. It's not tenable for farmers to drive around long distances. It divides country roads. They're concerned about emergency services, bus routes, divisions in small hamlets and communities. Many of us are environmentalists. We see the land trusts, the parks, the wildlife corridors, the biosphere around us. The rural townships have been told to build tourism around food security, local food production, ATV trails, recreation trails. And now those get sliced in half.
Mayor Brian Patterson put forward the motion for council to formally request the Federal Minister of Transportation to enhance Aalto's mandate to include the addition of a Kingston stop. The motion also states council will formally oppose the creation of the Southern Aalto route if the stop is not added.
I think that every one of us understand that one of the most important success factors for our community is strong transportation links that can get people to and from Kingston. The challenge is that we do not control those links. There are many important issues that we discuss around this table where we are the decision maker. Unfortunately, in this case, we can only advocate. We can lobby. We can make our case, whether that's with air service, rail service, or whatever form of transportation we're talking about. And we're going to continue to do that. But ultimately, if everyone is going to benefit from high-speed rail, the way to do that is to put a 4th Ontario stop right here in Kingston. Right now, there are 4 stops in Quebec, and there are 3 in Ontario. And by far, the largest distance between stops currently is between Peterborough and Ottawa. The case is absolutely, in my view, a slam dunk to add one more stop in Kingston And I think that this motion tonight is definitely a step towards making that a reality.
Two amendments were made. One clarifying the route should not be changed to the detriment of nature or rural communities, and one changing wording to ensure that it was clear that council does not support the current proposed route. However, some councillors, like Councillor Connie Glenn, still feared unintended consequences of the motion, including opening the door to a railway which would be disruptive to Kingston's northern neighbours.
I don't think we've got this right. I don't think this gives enough assurance to our neighbours that we're not going to inadvertently support a southern route that would go through there. And I think that that's why Councillor McLaren brought up the point about the 416. So this is not encapsulating, I think, the true intent that we're trying to do here.
However, other councillors argued now is the time to speak up.
I think that the core of this motion is really just, do we advocate for a stop in Kingston or do we not advocate for a stop in Kingston? I'm fine with it going along the 401 corridor. I think that just makes sense. I think we've heard from our neighbors in South Frontenac how divisive this is. I think at the end of the day, what we need to do as a council and as, you know, a local municipality is just voice where we are on the broader theme of this to the federal government. This, we're not the decision-making body on this. We won't be when it comes time to fund the project. I'm comfortable supporting the motion as is. I think it's very straightforward that either we get a stop railway stop in Kingston or we oppose the overall southern leg of this, which to me just seems like a reasonable position to take. If it's not going to service our constituents, that's who we're here to advocate for, what benefit will it have?
The estimated $60 to $90 billion infrastructure project is still in early planning stages, with consultation ongoing and construction expected to begin in 2029, with the entire network to take 15 years to complete. After a failed attempt to defer, the final motion passed with a vote of 9-2, with councillors Connie Glenn and Jeff McLaren opposed.
Our advocacy is not going to be done on this tonight. This is just one more step and one more battle to try to get those transportation connections right. There are going to be more motions when we're going to talk about Via Rail and connections with Alto. There is still a lot of runway ahead of us, but I think that this is a good step. It's very clear, very simple, exactly, I think, what Alto needs to hear in their consultation. And I think it sets us up for those future conversations where we continue to make our voice heard.
For CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative, this has been Christina Laurie.